Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Quest episode 363. I'm your host on a Wednesday, Mike Apps, a.k.a. Wheels.
Didn't you say 364 before we started? How dumb are you?
Hello, I'm your... Welcome to Kingdom Quest episode 364. I'm your host on a Wednesday, Mike Apps, a.k.a. Wheels, with me as always.
Dream Warrior, dude, Granny Family Master.
Keeping all that in, by the way.
Managing a week on his own, like it's Persona and there's a time management simulation aspect. Your manager, Pen, Michael Baker, Gaiji Minokitari.
Regular guest.
This is Joe H. Smoke No Gamer. Hello.
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 The Mighty Tam is here because I was on the other podcast that is normally scheduled for tonight, and I can be here for the whole show.
Yay!
It worked out!
Yes, Tam!
Good, there's extra people here, so I can just sleep. But...
Mm-hmm.
Can you, though? Can you?
Fuck you.
Will you, though?
I'll try. I guess before I... Let's descend into Lord of the Flies territory. I can ask, Gaijin, and you weren't here last week. What you been playing?
Well, I got a new game for review, or probably an adventure corner, looking at it more
and
closely.
You can talk about?
Pretty sure. Nobody told me otherwise. but it's called Magical Delicacy. It is essentially a meets Metroidvania. With lots of cooking involved, and no combat.
So an adventure corner indeed.
Yep. So I am currently doing parkour all over a half ruined city, attempting to make lunch deliveries.
That does sound fun, though.
Pulled it up on Steam, and it is a fully released game there. So review sounds right for adventure corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, only Adventure Corner because it's missing one or two key aspects of what would normally qualify for coverage.
But are you enjoying it?
Oh, yes. Okay. Still trying to figure out how to get some of the requests to qualify properly. Just because one of the simpler item creation formats, but it's very well done for various just qualities and things. It's just, it's difficult to match some of the requests when it comes to flavor profiles, because locating some ingredients that will fit the recipe that have the right flavor and then getting them to work properly, It's taking some experimentation. On the other hand, I can just put everything that doesn't work up for sale at the store, so. Already paid off the lease. All good.
Nice.
Yeah. And just discovered that my little shop has a little access point in the backyard that gives me an elevator up to the upper stories of the city. I did not know that existed until about 10 minutes ago. Hello. It was fun to find.
Oops. Hooray!
Yay. What's everyone else playing?
Yeah.
I've been playing things.
Yeah, but are they things that I want to hear about?
Maybe.
Are they things that we have not heard about yet?
Yes, it's not. I'm not going to talk about Destiny. I'm going to talk about Warframe.
You just mentioned Destiny. You fail.
Oh, not Warframe.
No. Just mentioning it doesn't count. The word itself doesn't count unless he actually starts talking about gameplay. So please move on, Bleels. What else are you playing?
Warframe. I plan on playing it for a while as soon as they got crossplay in there. Because I had played it years back now, geez, on the Switch.
It's old.
And unlocked some stuff. and did not want to have to start over on a new platform, so I waited forever for cross-play and cross-saves, which finally is there, and I've been playing it this week, and it's had a lot of fun, and very much unlike Destiny in pretty much every single way.
Good.
So yes, this is not a Destiny replacement or anything.
It's just Destiny.
It's very cool. Space ninjas, sci-fi stuff, cool music. It's a good time. And it's very, very free to play. Trying to decide like the monetization in this game, if it's good or not good. But you can essentially play the entire game and all the tons of content they've added to it without spending a dime.
It would count that as
good. Will that be?
Probably somewhat painful. So a lot of the monetization seems to be around speeding up things and adding some convenience, like extra loadout slots.
Bullshit.
But like, is that bad? Is that good? I'm unclear.
It used to be bad, but now it had become less standard. Bad by virtue of the fact that we continue digging downward into hell.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Less bad than everything else.
But I mean, again, you can just play the whole thing and not spend a dime. So I really don't know. I kind of prefer just buying expansion packs, but I think that way, if I think for online games, that's kind of going away. No one really wants to do that anymore. So, whatever. But yeah, it's very cool. I mean, I bought one Warframe, and I've kind of been using that the whole time. Just because it was a newer one.
Warframe.
Cool, so. I don't know. It has a lot of... It's not as straightforward as certain other games that I will no longer mention. But
I'll put you in a crash can.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably keep playing it on occasion. It's very like the moment to moment gameplay is really fun. Space ninjas. Although the one I'm using is kind of a space ninja wizard, so there you go. Other than that, I've been playing more Trails Through Daybreak. It's awesome. And Tokyo Xanadu, also awesome. And that's about it. We've played some Turtles, Splintered Fate, which is great. Did not get to play any One Piece Odyssey this week.
A hell of a time, it's there sometimes now.
And I have downloaded Cat Quest 3 because Cat Pirates, but I've not actually played it yet. Probably going to try and play that with my daughter. Chaos CVZ in chat says Warframe is a trap. Get out before you put in thousands of hours. I think it's too late.
Too late.
Yeah,
we just call him Chaos.
Yes, we do. Oh. I don't know why I read out the full username. My brain's not working today. Okay, let's move on. Yes, so yeah, I've been playing some Warframe. Verdict gameplay, very good. It's free to play. Check it out. If you're the type to be like, well, I can get further by spending money, definitely don't play it. Because it seems to have a lot. Like, it's not. I mean, it's not as insidious as some things I've seen in, like, certain Diablo mobile games. Because it's not like you can just make yourself the most powerful in the game. It's just like, I can get this thing, I'd have to grind, like, materials to unlock immediately. It's Which I guess is its own form of Insidious. I don't know. Someone else talk now. What else? What have other people been playing?
Joe, Tam, fight amongst yourselves about who talks first.
And Tam's really on. Let's let Tam talk first.
I've really That's only fine. Been playing Nikkei because of the fact I have a 13th gen Intel processor.
Damn you, Nikki.
No, it's more damn the 13th gen Intel processor.
Wait, isn't that what Wheels just got on his computer?
There are micro-threading issues with the 13th and 14th gen processors that are causing them to pull too much wattage and burning themselves out.
Oh, that sounds
So certain games that may or may not require high performance of a PC, like Helldivers 2, Final Fantasy 14, amongst others, cause the CPU to overheat on its own. But it makes it look like it's not a CPU error, but it is a CPU error. And yeah, it's not fun times. As Chris put it on RPG Cast last week, the computer industry is having a moment right now.
Like it's been having a moment for the past like 5 years.
Let's see what. Hang on. Okay, so Wheel's new computer has an Intel Core i7. 14700KF. Is that an affected product?
Yes.
Okay. But you play mostly at 1080p. Yeah. So maybe it won't burn it out.
I can't play. I literally cannot play in higher than 1080p.
Right, exactly. Because I keep telling you to get the 1440p monitor. And it's like, huh, maybe hold off on that. Okay. But well, it came with
That's GPU.
A cooler.
That's not CPU. That's a CPU.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, so it's the CPUs that are having issues.
Intel is preparing a patch for widespread instability issues plaguing some processors.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Your PC is already crashing. I've got some bad news for you.
You're already fucked.
Yep. So I'm going to be going out tomorrow and buying tomorrow or Friday to buy a cheap USB stick to try and... Because luckily I have
Asus.
No, ASRock Z790 Taiichi board, and they have been working their damnedest to try and fix the micro threading issues from the motherboard side.
Okay.
Oh dear lord. Oh, also hi Pew. And Chaos says I had bad times with an older AMD CPU until I updated my BIOS. Yeah, I think that's this article August 1st. So
yeah,
let's see.
They're still having so the news on the processor started to come out about March to or like April to May of this year, basically around the same time. Really became prevalent though. When Dawn Trail dropped, I've noticed the time frame that the processor issues were really starting to be noticed when Dawn Trail dropped.
As everyone was suddenly stressing it.
And Dawn Trail's not really that stressful of a game compared to some, but.
Also, help you.
But, like, is it something that could be prevented with, like, adequate cooling, like liquid cooling and stuff, or no?
I have liquid cooling.
Oh, okay. Well, then. Sorry. Well, just be careful, Wheels, that's all. That's all.
Well, if his new computer is fairly new, he may just be able to update keep track of the BIOS updates for his motherboard and be fine.
Yeah.
My problem is I've already faced crashing issues, so I may be already hosed, but I can at least run the BIOS updates and see if that fixes it. If not, I'll have to reach out to my manufacturer. Luckily, I have the extended warranty, and my computer is not even a year old at this point.
Yeah, and Wheels got his from Best Buy, so Geek Squad will help him out, probably. Yeah. To some extent. Okay.
If worse comes to worse, Wheels, let me know, and I do have the total tech package from Best Buy. And I have no problem you leeching it for repairs.
It will do. I haven't had any issues so far.
Yes, but you also know how to troubleshoot computer issues.
I do. And I had to. I forgot. I had to bring this. My Pew says I'll be fine. I had some issues installing Apex Legends on this new computer. It had nothing to do with CPU or anything. It was just Windows bullshit. Some visual C++ redistributable kept on me. Another installer was running. And I messed around with some things and restarted with some options to turn some services off, which somehow disabled the ability to log in with a PIN.
Incredible.
So wow. I had to do some Tom hackery to turn that off. That was fun.
Tom hackery? Is that the sequel to Tom Foolery?
Yes.
Why are you even playing, Joe?
Was Tam done talking about what he's playing?
Pretty much. I unfortunately, because of computer issues.
Right, you can't actually play anything. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I can't
right.
even finish Gone Trail.
No. Alright, so... Well, I've been playing, I've been playing Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, because it is on Game Pass now, and I've been streaming it. Because I figured, let's try to stream a popular game, maybe I'll actually get viewers, so far, no. And then, been playing some Diablo 4, which is also on Game Pass now, and although I owned it, but they just started a new season, Season 5. So I asked Ask Wheels what character to make, and he said do a female sorcerer. I said sure. So I did that. So I started a Season 5 Diablo 4 character. Although still trying to actually clear the story with my level 47 rogue, which I think I'm on Act 3, and I just got a mount, so we'll see how that goes. And then, if you've been tuning into Shenanigans, we've been doing, you know, TMNT Splintered Fate, and also we did a little bit of Remnant 2 on Sunday, which was fun. And then I finally started my series, Arcade August, so I did 3 episodes of that are now on YouTube. So the premise is that I pretend that I'm a kid in the arcade, right? So my mom brings me to the mall. We go to the arcade. She says, okay, here's a roll of quarters. I'm going shopping for an hour. I'll be back. So the goal is to try to beat an arcade game with 40 quarters in an hour. So far,
you won't be able to, but that's a really cool game.
Yeah. So I did versus Super Mario Brothers and ended up actually quitting early because I couldn't beat World 6-3. And I was trying, you know, I wasn't using warps. And it turns out you can't skip World 6 in that version either. So it's like, oh, well, screw you, Nintendo. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, and so that's the idea is that I have a bunch of quarters in one container. And what it is if I want to use a continue, I have to pull a quarter out of one container, put it into the other. And obviously, if I run out of quarters, then too bad, and if I run out of time, then too bad. So just trying to challenge myself and just make it more interesting. So then I did Street Fighter 2. I chose Hyper Fighting Edition because that's before they switched over to the CPS2 system and changed the portraits and the announcer's voice and everything. And so I was playing that, and I went over by about 3 minutes and used about $6 in quarters, but finally beat freaking M. Bison. Oh, that game cheats so bad. Imagining,
like, we have to go, son.
Yeah, oh, that's the idea. Bison. You're right, exactly. But, Mom, I have to beat M. Bison. Yeah. And I did. I beat it with Sagat somehow, even though M. Bison cheats so bad. So then, right after that, as soon as I finished recording that episode, I said, well, let's just go right into the next one, and I did Street Fighter Alpha 2, which is probably my favorite Street Fighter game, and I played it a lot on the Saturn, and I did get my 6-button controller to work, and this was the 30th anniversary collection on Switch. So it was like, okay, so I actually blew through that pretty quick. I kept switching characters, but ultimately I beat it with Evil Ryu, and you have to fight Akuma at the end. So I did it in about 45 minutes and only used about $3 and quarters or something like that. So
that
I was like,
efficient arcade trip.
Yeah. Huh. So that was pretty cool. And I had extra time to then just jump into Alpha 3 and just explain why I don't like it as much, because it's the same type of thing. They changed kind of the sound design, the UI, the announcer, and yeah, there's more characters, but I also didn't like the whole A-ism, X-ism, V-ism. So anyways, there you go. I did versus Super Mario Brothers, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Alpha 2, and not sure what I'm doing next. Might do some Ninja Turtles arcade game and Turtles in Time. Might do Night Slashers, might do Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, so we'll see. But those are just going straight to YouTube. Yeah, and then I'm just doing... So right now I'm only streaming to Twitch two nights a week, so Friday nights, Saturday nights, I'm just doing Call of Duty and Diablo 4 at this point. And then everything else is just going straight to YouTube, so... That's it.
I should play Cannon Dancer.
Okay. I'm going to play Metal Slug.
Well, Metal Slug is really cool, but also play Cannon Dancer.
Cannon Dancer.
Yeah. Okay. So, Cannon Dancer was a game that was directed by the guy who directed Strider, and it's just Strider.
Okay.
Except that at the end, if you beat it, your character becomes God.
Okay.
It's cool. Really cool. It's got like a cyberpunk Arabian setting. It's really neat.
You know what? Text me a link to that then, on Discord or whatever.
Yeah, I know that it's got. I know it got a modern re-release actually quite recently.
Okay. Or post something in Discord just so I can see it and I don't forget. That's all.
Yeah, so that you're aware of what it is. Let's see. Yeah, I'll just like I'm sure it's available on things that aren't the Switch, but I'll just post the Switch store page so that y'all remember. Actually, I'll drop it in your Discord so that it doesn't get buried by anything.
Oh, and one other game. I decided to give Stray another try. And so far, I'm glad I did. Because that game was on PlayStation Plus Extra Tier. So, I mean, I tried it like 2 years ago. I streamed for about 2 hours. And it was like, okay, yeah, you play as a cat. The novelty wears off kind of quick. And I didn't like the... enemy encounters because there's these little bugs that chase you and then try to eat you and you have to run away from them. So I mean I had played it for about 2 hours and then moved on to other things, and I got the itch to play it again. It was on sale, so I got it on PS5, and it's like 10 minutes later I got a weapon that lets me kill the bugs. So I'm like, oh, I really wish I had just played for another 10 minutes 2 years ago. Okay, so, yeah, I made some progress there. I found all the sheet music to give to the robot guitar player guy, and that was pretty neat. So, I'm hoping to beat that game.
Do it!
Yep. So, what have you been playing?
Very little, but I started up a Final Fantasy V 4-Drop Fiesta. They don't require a Twitter for those anymore, which is nice.
Oh, good.
Well, that's because Twitter's a hellhole now.
Yeah, more but, of a hellhole, you know, now. Yeah, but, you know, it's good. It's good when people stop requiring it. Let's see. So I've got a team of 4 jobs that do not synergize terribly well.
Which 4?
A white mage, a berserker, a beastmaster, and a samurai. Individually, 3 of those jobs are quite strong, but they don't have a lot of complementary abilities among them.
Yeah.
You know, it's certainly, especially because I'm playing on the DBA version, there's some bugs that will make beating the game very easy with things like the Beastmaster's Calm ability, which for some reason works on most everything in the game, including the bonus bosses. There's some, you know, I'm running through that. It's FF5. I've done the Forge RPS to like 6 times. It's a good, relaxed game, which sometimes that's what you need. I can feel the siren's call of Trails of Cold Steel that I will soon give in to, but I haven't done that yet because I've needed more time to just sit down and play it, so... haven't dug into that yet again, but this is the report that Platy will hear in like a week, by which point I'll probably be playing it again and probably be moving on to Cold Steel 2. But just to say, I can feel the stirring, like Cold Steel will happen soon. Yeah. If anyone's ever lacked the impetus to play through FF5, the Forge RPS is a fun way to do it, just because it's like a good way to avoid choice paralysis. About like, that was always an issue I had when playing the game on my own, is that I had choice paralysis because there's a lot of good jobs. Most of the jobs in the game are viable. Like the weakest jobs in the game are like Berserker and Geomancer, and even those are viable. So when trying to play it without constraints, I often found myself like surrendering to my urge to grind, which ground the game's fast pace to a halt. So Forge of Fiesta, good way to approach it if that is a problem for you.
Jump here in the area where Odin is late in the game. Just take him out really fast. Level grind.
Wow, it's
been over 25 years now. It's been about 25 years.
Are you using like
Obja d'Arts?
Huh? Are you using the Obja d'Arts to gain job levels?
Are those available on the original Super Famicom version emulated in 1998?
Yeah, they're just little statue enemies that you can use gold needles to instantly kill.
Okay.
You can also use L5 Doom or L5 Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gold needles are a little easier to.
That's what I use on those things all the time.
Yeah.
They also have a chance of dropping gold needles.
Yeah, and they give an inordinate amount of ability points, so a lot of people end up grinding on those.
Yeah, that's what I did in the Pixel Remaster version, because I did it on stream. Before they dropped the ABB updates that Switch had.
Oh yeah, they actually just finally announced a reprint of the physical Pixel Remaster collections on PS4 and Switch. I would imagine those will have sold out by the time anyone's heard this, but good luck if they haven't.
Let's see.
I also played some non-RPGs.
You going to bed?
I was playing a indie 3D platformer called Corn Kid 64. That's a pretty good platformer. That's like $7. If you enjoy indie 3D platformers, I recommend it. So it's called Corn Kid 64 for some reason.
Just likes the number.
Yeah, well, that's what Nintendo did. On Super Nintendo, they just put Super in front of everything, and then N64, they just put 64 after everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's funny. Oh, you have a question.
Okay. Chaos asks, plan to start Remnant 2 when the last DLC releases in September.
You also have a bot.
Yes, I see that.
Kill it.
I'm trying. I can't seem to find the kill button.
Best viewers on explicative. No, Doomerang had a question. That's what I was referring to.
Well,
I mean, technically, Chaos's comment is a question.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I assume you're saying you're going to play it, and you're questioning if the last DLC is in September, which it is.
You could play it with us.
Could, but I mean, all the DLC is separate from the main campaign, so. Yeah, you don't need to wait for it. Remnant 2.
Oh, Remnant from the Ashes. Got it.
Doomring says, actually, I can barely hear Rails. Says, Wheels generally mumbles. Okay, this is accurate.
Barely talking.
He's a mumbler.
Yes. See, Doomring says, do you think it's fair to label Swords of Convalaria is a gacha when it's got a fully functional single player? I guess it depends on.
I don't know enough about the game to say.
Yeah, I don't really know what that is.
But like, if it
all I've heard is like it has a story mode and a gacha mode that are significantly divergent enough to count as two separate games, from the way I've seen it mentioned in the chat.
Yeah, and it is completely free to play. I linked it into the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, I mean, taking at face value, if you're playing the single player story mode, then probably not gacha, or not labeled like that, but the fact that there's an entire separate mode that is the issue for a lot of people. Well, is what it is.
I played Nikkei Goddess of Victory. So, you know, I have no room to talk.
Yep. We are quite aware.
Yeah. I mean, like, if money exchanges hands in order to roll for characters, like, it's good that you apparently, like, it has a functional single-player campaign, but at the end of the day, like, money exchanges hands in order to roll for characters, and they're going to try to entice you to roll for characters. Like, that's... There's definitely degrees of evil on that, but, you know, it's still regrettable.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Do any of us have questions we want to put before the council before we start digging into other questions?
Sorry, I'm distracted trying to find if there's a BIOS update for my computer.
I'm about to say something extremely mean for no real reason.
What's that? Go for it.
I have a question, Wheels. Why are you such an asshole?
Because...
That's so mean. It's so
because,
unfair.
I don't know.
That's so unfair. You've been one of my dearest friends for well over a decade.
Can you hear me now, Doomerang? Trying.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know what the issue is.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hold on. Da, da, da.
Oh, he said yeah.
Okay. Trying to.
Oh, my question is, are you going to be. My question is, are you going to be mad at the person who helped you pick out your new computer?
No.
Okay, good. is that person still going to get the copy of the Marvel vs. Capcom collection that you offered
TB.
Them? Okay. That's fair.
Was that person you, Joe?
Yes.
It might have been.
In my defense, the first link that I sent him for a suggested computer had an AMD processor.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Intel thing's very new. AMD's got their own issues going on too. So, I mean, You're kind of damned either way in the computer industry right now for processor issues.
Well, my old 5800X processor is still running great, but I do recall there being some issues with the 7000 series a while back that I think were ironed out. And I don't even want to imagine what the 9000 series kind of issues it's going to have. You know, there'll be something.
Pro 790-P Wi-Fi, that's my motherboard. Downloading BIOS.
Oh, BIOS update. Oh, there you go. Awesome.
How to flash the BIOS. Oh, for God.
You put it on you put it on a thumb drive and you go into the BIOS. It's easy.
Yeah, but it's best not to do it live because you can't do it live.
Don't do it right now.
The stream will return momentarily.
No. It'll take a few minutes. Yeah.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, I can start playing an RP gamer.
No, that's all right. I'll do this after stream.
That is the best course of action.
Yeah, well, at this point, I would want to wait until the inevitable 5080 graphics card comes out, you know, like probably next year, so.
I don't know what those numbers mean.
Yeah, exactly. you have the 40...
We'll do it live!
You have the 4070, which is what I have, which is a good card, and you're fine. But
okay.
I'm not going to do any additional upgrades until the 5080 comes out. And that's assuming it's not $1,000 and like 15 inches long, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this card runs Warframe and another game very well, and that's all I need.
Yeah, no, and you said it handled Remnant 2 well, so...
Yeah, Remnant 2 is butter.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there's plenty of games that it'll pretty much run anything from before, I don't know, 2023. It came out a year ago, so I mean, you know what I mean? It's...
It ought to run just about anything up to this year, at least.
Yeah, that's what I would hope, yeah. Although I think there's certain games that I think still just run like shit no matter what you have, so just be mindful of that.
Hooray!
Ah. PC gaming, hooray.
Hooray. Fuck Windows. Fuck you, Windows.
Oh, I did, I don't know if it's a... Is it a gotcha? I tried playing, Zen was Zone Zero. I did I did just the prologue, and it was kind of neat. But then you get into like this kind of hub area between missions, and then it starts talking about all the different types of currency. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to play this.
It's a gacha.
From the same people as Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail.
I knew that. Okay, so
they only make gacha games.
One way they do.
Certainly
now, anyway.
Chaos says, big issue with Remnant 2 is ray tracing is on by default, and you need a mod to disable it. What?
I was not aware of that.
Is that why the performance on Steam Deck dropped all of a sudden?
Yeah, I think that's why it ceased to be verified on Steam Deck, if that's the case.
That would make sense. That's a big issue.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to do.
Doomerang says that game's correct name is Friendzoned Zone Zero, apparently.
Okay.
I don't understand, but I'll take your word. I don't want to think about it anymore. Okay. Nope, head's dead. Head's empty. Brain dead.
Oh, okay.
It's not been up since like 5 a.m.
So, I mean, sounds like a pretty slow week for all of us on what we've been playing.
Yeah, I mean...
A little bit. Oh! One bad thing. YouTube! Sorry. Yeah, I think we've all had
somewhat of a slow week. It's a slow time of the year.
It's summer.
It's like that, yeah.
Summertime and the living evening. I don't have a question, but I do just question wheels on a general level.
Okay. Go on.
No, I just question you as a concept.
Oh, yes, that is fair.
No, it's not.
The concept that
don't capitulate
is
on that. God damn you.
I'm up to volume 60 like to One Piece. Is that? Can we talk about that?
That's not a video game.
Why the platypus? Why did anything, just why.
It's been adopted into multiple video games. Doesn't that count?
You're going to play One Piece World Seeker?
I do own that.
You're going to play One Piece on WonderSwan?
No, I don't have
From
a WonderSwan.
From animation? What? Get a fucking WonderSwan. God damn you.
Why? Even I have a WonderSwan.
Why?
I have Rex. One. It's just not working. It hasn't worked for a decade.
I have the one that's the Final Fantasy II edition.
Are they cheap?
Nice.
Pretty cool. They can be sometimes.
I saw a Neo Geo Pocket in the wild the other day.
I've got one of those too.
It was pretty expensive.
Actually, I have a Neo Geo Pocket color.
That's what you want. Like the black and white Neo Geo Pocket was quickly abandoned.
Yeah. Honestly, I think the WonderSwan Crystal, which is what I have, is an amazing piece of hardware because it has the graphics of a GBA and it runs on a single AA battery.
Yeah.
It's running on like a 65. It's running on a really weird processor.
On a technical level, it's a really impressive little thing. It just didn't work very well.
Yeah, it was kind of cheaply manufactured.
My issue is just too many buttons. Like the button mapping.
Oh yeah,
that
those
is
are really. I love the double D pads. Extremely.
Yeah,
strange.
It's like, what are you doing with double D pads? And you're like, what?
There
how
are
you
few
supposed
games to that allow you to turn it to vertical orientation?
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. But there's still no labeling on the double D pads, so you don't know which ones do what, unless you're in the vertical mode, I guess. But if you're horizontal mode, you're like, which one do I use?
So the CPU on the WonderSwan is interesting to me because it's an NEC 30MZ, V30MZ, I think. And the V30 is basically like a compatible processor with an Intel 8086. It's a very strange processor choice for a handheld of that era, but it makes it so that it has like kind of a strange it makes it kind of a strange connection to like, oh, this is technically in the family of being an x86 handheld. Yeah, cool. I just wanted a cute little thing. R.I.P. Gunpei Yokoi. There are so many WonderSwan games that are anime licensed, it's incredible. Because that's what happens when Bandai is your
there you
primary.
Go.
There are 5 One Piece games on the WonderSwan.
Wow.
Wait, when did it come out?
How many of them are good?
None. Almost none.
Sounds about right.
Almost.
I mean,
being very generous.
Back when I actually bothered to look at WonderSwan games in the used game stores, it was like 99.9% very bad licensed anime games.
One of my favorite, like, just in terms of title, is from the TV animation, : One Piece, Mezase Kaizoku-o.
Now, honestly, the only games I actually owned for the WonderSwan are the 3 Final Fantasy games that released on it.
Yeah, I had those.
Front Mission.
Uh-huh.
And I think I own one of the Super Robot Wars games that came out with it, which they later combined into a single game for a different system.
Yeah, Compact.
I had
Compact 2 parts 1, 2, and 3 turned into Impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had Riviera the Promised Land.
Oh, yeah, that's
it was the only decent game besides the Final Fantasy Trio that I could find on that thing. Because everything that was good was very low production numbers and is now incredibly difficult to find.
Yeah, good luck getting Romancing Saga or Saga 1.
I actually saw Romancing Saga in the store once, but at that time, my Wonderswan color had or crystal had been defunct for over a decade. I was like,
I'm never gonna get. I'm never
really
gonna
that much more than the original Super Famicom game.
I have.
Plus,
no
I enjoyed
Swan,
the PlayStation,
but I have Saga
much better.
One.
That too. Actually, that's the better version of that game, but that's the only thing you can say about it. The one that I always wanted to find but never could was Atelier for Two. Atelier game spinoff. No idea if it's any good or not. The Game Boy Advance game that was technically its sequel is very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, the two Game Boy Color games were not.
There's an extremely funny version of Beatmania for Wonderswan called Beatmania for Wonderswan. Anyone familiar with the Wonderswan will be aware that it does not have impressive sound hardware, and Konami's way of getting around that was producing. Was like compressing the shit out of a bunch of music and buying like an absurdly large cartridge and just having all the music be played as like giant samples. Incredible. Technology has won.
Well, it's sold about 3.5 million units.
Mm-hmm. Yep, only in Japan. Never released anywhere else.
Yeah.
There's like 12 Digimon games on this thing. Like the Bandai really leaned on just everything that they just owned. There's some other really weird fucking things on this thing. There are two Guilty Gear games on it that no one's ever played. They're like SD Guilty Gears called Guilty Gear Petite. There are of course like 5 Gundam games. Like just so many anime licensed games, like just incredible. There's a there are like multiple exclusive Mega Man Battle Network games, but not like proper Battle Network games. Like one of them got expanded and turned into the barely interactive deck building game Mega Man Battle Chip Challenge, which we got on the GBA in the US.
I did play that one, and it was notable for having Ring as a character, and that's the only time she shows up in the entire series.
Yep. And then there's Rockman.exe WS, which is a platformer.
Not WTF, just WF.
WS, Wonderswan.
WS, sorry.
Yeah, WS. But the thing that's funny to me about that is that game is based not on, like, it's not a spin-off of the games. It is a game based on the anime based on the games.
Oh, God, why?
Oh!
You said it was a platformer.
Yep, anime tie-ins.
Yeah, it's a platformer.
Is it better or worse than the GameCube?
It's less weird, but GameCube it feels platformer. Worse.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not ideal. There is a version of Wizardry 1 for it. If you're wanting like the least convenient way you can think of to play Wizardry 1.
I prefer not to play Wizardry 1 ever.
You will never survive the proving ground of the Mad Overlord with that attitude.
Good. Good.
I mean, technically, choosing not to enter the proving ground of the Mad Overlord counts as surviving it.
See?
Only if you're a coward. But
I mean, yeah, you're not mad, at least.
I feel like I'm mad. But
we're all mad.
But yeah, there's some other really weird stuff on there. For some reason, they ported the original Golden Axe to it. Don't know what that's doing there by itself. And what was I just remembering? Let me just look at this list of. Oh yeah, for some reason they like licensed Ark the Lad, and there's an Ark the Lad Wonderswan game.
Doomerang says there's way too many ways to play Wizardry 1, and I agree.
Isn't that the one that recently got like a full-on remake?
Yes, it did. I am not a crackpot.
The last I knew, Spare Ombres was playing it on our Twitch, on the RP Gamer Twitch channel.
Oh boy.
Sorry, I just remembered. There is a port of the Super Famicom game Clock Tower, the early horror game Clock Tower, to the Wonderswan, mm-hmm. but only to the black and white Wonderswan. That is not a color game.
Isn't that the one where there's like a guy with a giant pair of scissors that wants to cut your head off?
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
You know, sometimes you'll look at a list of Wonderswan games and you'll get to read wonderful titles like Doko Demo Hamster.
Hamsters everywhere!
Someone sent me something about being reincarnated as an apple.
Yeah, like there wouldn't be much to do if you're an apple.
And it sounds like a more recent title, but okay.
Yeah, it's a recent title. I'm trying to find... I get so many DMs that I lose track of them very easily, and I apologize.
Oh wait, there's an exclusive Klonoa game for the Wonderswan. Everyone play that. kind of a prequel to the GBA Klonoa games that are kind of puzzle platformery.
Fireminer has a question. Fireminer, my god. I'm so used to answering Fireminer questions. Doomerang has a question. If you played both Tokyo Xanadu and Tokyo Mirage Sessions, does that make you a scholar on Tokyo? Tokyo Xanadu.
It makes you a scholar on animated Tokyo.
Tokyo Xanadu, I believe, takes place in a fictional, non-existent part of Tokyo.
Sometimes known as Xanadu. Sail away.
Ah, here we go. Reincarnated as an apple, this forbidden fruit is forever unblemished.
Okay. I'm gonna delete that from my brain right now.
Oh, that reminds me. Random tangent. I was in Barnes & Noble the other day, and they spotted a weird manga title.
Okay.
Not surprising, yeah. Given all the weird. It was, I Want to Eat Your Pancreas.
That's actually a novel. It's a romance novel.
Tell me about this.
Yeah.
It is a romance novel, and it is very depressing.
Yes, I read the back of it and flipped through it and was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't want to know more about this. Why did you tell me about this?
This was very popular reading at my high school in 2018.
Yeah, it's very popular. Anime is supposed to be very good, but it is a depressing one.
Yeah.
As could be expected for any story dealing with pancreatic disease.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't want to hear about this.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm so sorry. Don't read it. It looks really depressing.
But it's also the main reason why I know how to pronounce the name of that body organ in Japanese.
At least it gave you something.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. What's the question Boomerang had about... Oh, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of games that purport to take place in Tokyo and then have you spend most of your time in districts that are fictional.
I mean, that's the wonder of Tokyo. It is so large that they can invent new sub-cities and towns and fit it in, and we just accept it at face value because there's too many to keep track of.
Who knows? I haven't been there, but it might be real. Who can say?
Does it have a district of its own mascot or something, or is that just prefectures or provinces or something? There's a lot of mascots in Japan is what I'm saying. I see them all the time online.
There's too many to keep track of. Again, you can invent one just for the hell of it, and everyone will believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. Marketing tools.
Yep. Very effective ones sometimes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like the one that's a ghost apple that is played by a girl who is actually in a drummer for a heavy metal band.
Huh. You're really on an apple kick.
I think.
What's with all the apples?
Yeah.
Remember, there's also one that is a very large green cantaloupe with the muzzle of a bear sticking out the front.
I don't like that. That feels unholy.
Melon Kumar, like, yes.
There's one that looks like John Oliver because it's from last week tonight.
Because he made it specifically to be a companion for this other one. That was
John Chan, one. I think it was called. Yeah.
No, Chi-John.
Chi-John.
Yes.
I loved it.
I shared a video of said drummer, by the way. Dressed up as said cat-possessed apple.
Yeah.
First.
So, yes, Kumamon, the mascot of Kumamoto, Japan, where if you write a nice letter to the prefectural government explaining how you would like to use his image and your product, they will give you permission no matter what.
Nice.
Mr. Chicago!
That's part of the idea is just to get the image out there as much as possible, so they literally do not turn down applications for anything that is reasonable. Which means you probably could not get as far as, like, a Hello Kitty vibrator with this thing, but you get pretty close.
You're further than you would think.
Yeah.
The phone book for Japan. One phone book for Japan. Can I use your phone? Is it a local call? Yes. Mr. Sparkle, yes. Mr. Sparkle, konnichiwa.
Am I Mr. Sparkle?
Not from our fish works, then.
Oh, God.
Heavy manufacturing concern.
I have some more comments in chat. Doomerang says, swans are dickhead birds. Bullies to other birds.
They are.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they've got really good PR.
Blue Jays are also dicks to birds.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're bullies.
Birds, yeah, but we
birds
all
don't
accept
feel
that.
A lot of loyalty to other birds.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite bird is?
What?
What?
The umbrella bird.
Doomerang says, stack speed gear on Sorish. Become stupidly fast and you can power through these dungeons. Thank you for the tip. She seems really good, so
ooh,
I
faster,
keep that
nerd.
In mind. And Chaos says, you'd think a manga anime about an apple is bad, but annoying orange exists. I'm afraid to ask.
I don't know this one. Gaijin?
It's not an anime. It's not an anime. That's not what he's talking about.
One?
Annoying orange.
Sounds
all right, don't worry about it.
I lost track.
Yeah, it's an old YouTube thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just looking at Tokyo Xanadu. I wish I was playing Tokyo Xanadu.
It's pretty damn good. Not gonna lie.
Let's fly away together in
Xanadu. I mean, like, jokingly, I would call it, hey, it's like East X Persona. Kind of is.
I mean, that's gonna sell to a lot of people.
I want to say JC Servant was playing this briefly on our channel, and he got fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less than familiar because I don't have as much time for streams as I ought to.
Is JC Servant?
Okay, fair.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, Phil.
I remembered, like, he found the dungeons getting too long, and the amount of damage he was doing just wasn't up to par, and there was a
he
few
should have
other
done more damage.
I think he's just kind of fallen out of the whole anything, like, a lot of Japanese developers have very specific ways they design games, and I think they're not really up JC Servant style anymore.
That's fair.
Weird.
I mean, we all have Yeah, we all have different games
we
enjoy.
I will not be tapped.
So.
I mean, yeah, yes, we all have different tastes.
Exactly.
But everyone should like
have bad taste.
Oh, damn you. You're all going to like Ys. You're going to buy Ys. You're going to buy every single one. Buy two copies. I just turned my down.
How many copies have you bought? How many copies do you have pre-ordered of Ys 10 Nordics?
It's not important.
Three?
No, it's two.
It's two. Okay.
It's two.
Send me one.
Okay.
Well, I have a whole bunch
you
of the Ys games. And I do like the Ys games. I do have many of them, but the only one I beat was Oath and Fel'Ghana.
Well, I mean, that's a good hill to die on.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just gonna put this out there. This is like the third time tonight that I have had to bully you for listening to me.
Chaos
Marge, it takes two to lie. One to lie and one to listen.
Yes, just buy two copies and never play them. That's the way. I mean,
Chaos is roasting you because that is what you do.
Yes, I mean, that's true for Legend of Heroes, although I plan to play them all at some point. I'm working on it, but I have played every Ys game
pokey
that I have purchased.
I've only played two.
I haven't finished all of them now, but I've played all of them.
Yeah, I've only played two, and I've only beaten two.
Let's see. Ask me about
Sand City Kelfins.
Are they recent? Were they officially localized, or did you play a fan translation?
Well, for the Ys ones, they were officially localized.
Okay. Was one Oath and Fel'Ghana?
No.
One is
Ys
9.
Was it just 1 and 2?
One is Ys 9.
One is Ys 9, and I blame Paul for that.
And that's also cheating, because I saw you on the list for the backtrack.
I was hoping that you were just going to reveal that it was just Ys 1 and 2.
The other one's Ys 8.
Yes.
Yes.
Lacrimosa of Dana.
Yes.
Feel more Lacrimosa than I did.
There is no Dana,
I
only
mean,
Lacrimosa.
That is a really good pair, also, if you're only going to play two. 8 and 9 are very good.
But I did share the ones I owned.
Is it all of them?
I own all of them on Steam.
Of course.
Except for 10, because that's not out yet, obviously.
Play Ys 1 and 2. It's like 10 hours total.
Okay, that says more Tokyo Xanadu tips. Asuka Shuda spam is the way. Yes, I've used that extensively. In fact, if you go back and look at probably the past two Q&A quests when I've been playing this, you'll see like me doing like a fucking fuck ton of that.
I'm just remembering, I did play the Visions of Mana demo and I liked it.
Yes. Yeah, it looked amazing.
Yes,
it's still not coming to anything I can play it on.
I have not played the demo, but I also demoed it months ago.
Now you have to play the demo again, you piece of shit.
No, I'm just waiting for the final version. I don't want to have to
do it.
I'm very torn that week for games.
What else comes out?
Nothing that you all would be interested in.
Oh my god,
let's play it.
I was wondering where the hell I'm supposed to be doing. I forgot about the air dash.
I'm going to say, what you were attempting made it look like that jump was completely impossible. So.
No, it's not. I just forgot a move.
Yeah, no, now I can see the air dash, yeah.
The party game, Uma Musume Pretty Girls Party Dash, comes out the day after Visions of Mana.
Gonna make white girls illegal.
What? Dare I ask, what is that?
When I said horse girls, that's exactly
what
I meant.
Oh, horse girl game. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not the gacha game, which is still which is now getting a Western release. They're two different games.
There's more than one?
There's three seasons of anime, too.
Dear God,
and
what's going on?
I figured there were more by this point.
Well, I have a question.
As far as the anime goes.
Is there a distinction between a horse squirrel and just a female centaur?
Yes.
Yeah, because these are mostly humanoid characters with horse ears and
tails.
Who are running track and field. They're not centaurs.
They're also based off of real horses for some ungodly reason.
Because they just love to humanize random things, yes.
Yeah. Ungodly reason.
They're also super strong, too.
Surprise, there's not a manga titled That Time I Was Reincarnated as a Horse yet.
Not yet Probably that I know not. Of.
That sounds awful.
Hey, they've got weirder stuff.
I didn't say that there wasn't worse, I just said that sounds awful.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reincarnated as a horse.
Oh, no, there is.
Feel like I would rather,
what? There
no,
is.
I would rather go to the glue factory.
No. Damn,
there
no.
There is.
No. No.
Put me in the glue factory. I want to die.
There is. It's an
then
actual
you'll be
thing.
Reincarnated as a nice piece of furniture with glue.
Oh.
Like
did I curse that into existence?
No. I am not going to say any more about that one. But it does exist.
Stop speaking horrible things into existence. Will.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I sentence you to playing Eggs of Steel.
Eggs? I don't know what that is.
It's what I put it in the Discord.
Okay.
Unput it there. I want you to not have done that.
I only did the title. I'm not even sharing images.
Oh, that's even worse. God damn
My
it. Delete
lover
this.
Reincarnated as a horse? It's... No.
No.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. No. No.
No.
I can't.
Delete
I can't.
This.
No. 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 I'm not going to look at
this entire podcast.
Oh, no. Okay.
And
well, anyway, yeah. I have a reorder slip in my wallet right now for next October. Next. Romancing Saga 2.
Yes.
Yep. Oh,
already
yeah.
Pre-ordered. Yep. So looking forward to that one. I've been looking forward to that one for about almost 2 decades at this point, because I was really hoping that they would do it after Minstrel Song. And
for a certain value of doing it after Minstrel Song, they did.
Yeah, better late than never, I suppose. So now I'm just waiting for Linda Hypercube to happen, which it's that's never going to happen. But,
we finally have an English translation of Linda Cube, at least.
Yeah, I know. I saw a video review of it on YouTube the other day, which is what reminded me of it. It was like, I'm still not convinced that the guy doing the narration is not actually an AI voiceover, like text-to-voice, because his tone is just really weird. But the video review doesn't really say anything that my old review didn't. It just takes 40 minutes to say it.
As is the tradition of YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to get around to it, but I need to be in the right brain space to deal with whatever the fuck's gonna happen in Linda Cube. So that's naturally.
It's mostly a handful of really violent cutscenes and some really weird stuff that happens toward the end of Scenario 3, which by the time you've gotten that far, you're already kind of inured. So
Scenario Cube.
Yeah. And the Scenario C, technically. There's actually a Scenario D, but that's only for Sega Saturn. And from what I can... I'm not even sure if it actually has a story. It may just be like a time attack.
Weird.
But yeah, I would... Honestly, I would like to see a Scenario D that resolves some of the weirdness that is implied by the ending of Scenario C. And, and then just, like I said, just call the entire remake Linda Hypercube. Linda 4.
Linda Tesseract.
So that would be 5. That'd be 5.
Yeah,
Tesseract is 5th dimensional.
Yeah.
I remember Madeline Langle's books, so. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, desperately to give wheels gameplay.
New things I did learn from this YouTube video. First, Linda Cube had to limit its advertising because of a child homicide, apparently.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah,
No, I mean, no, there was a big crackdown on violence in media in the mid-90s because of some very high-profile knife attacks.
Yeah, I think
and
I
so
know
Linda
at least
Cube
one
had
of those
to
was.
Cut, yeah, and Linda Cube had to cut almost all of its marketing except for some trailers that were shown before Princess Mononoke in the theaters. So...
a forest guardian get its head chopped off.
Yeah,
you might as well think about Linda Cube.
Yeah,
there are a few,
and even then, this game was specifically mentioned in the discourse over whether or not to create those triangular warning signs that are now appear on video games, the ones that say caution, grotesque imagery, and violent, or yeah, grotesque, violence and grotesque imagery.
Violence and grotesque imagery.
I think that character can do what you're trying to make her do, Wheels.
If she can, I'm just fucking it up.
Okay.
Maybe if Wheels was good at video game, this wouldn't be happening. But yeah. But yeah, that sort of thing reminds me of how, like, for like a decade and change, Capcom did. Oh my god, Wheels, what is wrong with you?
What the fuck just happened?
But
I like the fact you asked what's wrong with him, but no one questions me.
When I say what's wrong with you, it relies on the notion that I want to know the answer.
Okay, here, listen. I will explain this right now, okay? You tap the button, it does the dash attack. If you hold it, it does another attack. So I held the button too long.
It's fat fingering it, asshole.
Yes.
Fingers you're using to dial are too fat.
Wow!
Please, you would like a
please
special
pound the please keypad in frustration now.
I'd like to order a special dialing wand. I'm reminded of how Capcom, for like a solid decade, like before every one of their M-rated titles would have like this game contains scenes of explicit violence and gore just built into the ROM.
Yep.
Yeah, that's mandated by law in Japan.
It's like they were the only ones that consistently did it that I was aware of, but and they definitely stopped doing it at least in the U.S. versions after a while.
Yeah, when that warning came up, it was like cool. Now I want to really want to play it. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember playing Resident Evil for the first time. That was like the first M-rated game I'd played, and I was like, wait, do all of them do this? Turned out, no.
Yeah, I was like...
Oh yeah, anything that's got a Z rating in Japan's gonna have it.
I think I was like 10 or 11 playing Resident Evil the first time, and it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I was like 11 playing Resident Evil for the GameCube for the first time.
Wow. No, maybe it was PS1. Yeah. No, and then you go into the hallway and the dogs jump in through the windows, and it's like, oh, that's great. And then the very first zombie turns around, but then the bad voice acting kind of helped, I don't know, make it less scary.
Calm you down.
You really hoped it wasn't Chris's blood?
I did. Yep.
Resident Evil.
Well, it's a good thing you're not a Jill sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other random lines.
There's a lot of them. It's the master of unlocking. There's.
You really are the master of unlocking.
It's lockpick. It might be good if you, the master of unlocking, took it with you. That's like just a really weird sentence structure, even beyond anything else.
Yeah.
A winner is you.
A winner is you.
You can find a video on YouTube of the original voice actors actually playing the game. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, I liked it. And then there was the voice actress who did Lady Dimitrescu reading like thirst tweets. It's like, that's funny too.
Oh yeah, my friend showed up in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are even more on focus than usual tonight. What happened?
I'm also
Fireminer doesn't have. Isn't keeping up.
Yeah, damn you, Fireminer! Where are you? No, I'm also excited about the Astrobot game. You know, like the one good PS5 exclusive coming up.
Yeah, Sony produced something. It's not about a sad dad.
Oh, that's exciting.
Last remnant of the Japan studio that they brutally murdered. R.I.P. Japan studio, but at least you live on through Astrobot. You gonna, did you see the controller with the eyeballs?
No.
They're releasing like an $80 DualSense with the Astrobot styling, including little lights.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. I'd have to look into that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want to spend $70 on a new friggin' controller right now.
It's $80.
There you friggin' go, yeah. And no, and I don't want the Deadpool or Wolverine butt controllers either, to be honest. I don't want those.
I'm just imagining trying to explain those to someone in like 5 years. Yeah, why is your controller having
a Deadpool that really should just cover it all?
Yeah. But there is a new Xbox controller that's like translucent blue. You can see the circuitry, but it's $70. It's like, I don't need it. But it actually has the rubberized grips on the back that, you know, controllers used to have. And
we're seeing the return of translucent machinery, a 90s institution that has left us for too long.
Mm. Yeah, I had the extreme green controller for the N64, I'll have you know.
Oh, I did, like, everyone wanted one. That's not me. That was not me being ironic. I am glad to see the return.
That was sincerity, wow.
Yeah. I thought they looked cool. I missed them.
Yeah, no, they were. No, and the thing is, the super expensive limited edition Steam Deck OLED was kind of like that, but I was like, I kept trying to order one the day it released, and the only one that successfully worked was the cheapest one. It's like, all right, I guess it worked out. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. Yeah.
You got the deck. But yeah, that was an interesting piece of news relating to the Steam Deck. The claim from Valve that the Steam Deck OS will be the thing that you can install on things like the ROG Ally and other like Steam Deck competitors. Mm-hmm. Which hopefully would increase their compatibility. So, good to have competition in the space.
I don't know if it's all that newsworthy, but there is going to be a new model of the Evercade consoles coming out the end of this month. Well, I don't know. It's a different color. So the VSR is going to be $100. It's going to come with the three Tomb Raider games included. I think it's just the PS1 ROMs. And it's, I don't know, Evercade is something I was looking at a while back, and I was looking at it again, but I read this whole article talking about how a lot of the cartridges just kind of stop working because I guess it's like, or even just specific ROMs will just stop working on a cartridge, but it's supposedly it has to do with all of the additional like security checks it does to try to fight piracy. So
seems
at some
like
point,
a really silly thing to do, given what it is,
right? And so supposedly that's what'll happen is sometimes it'll think that you're trying to use pirated ROMs or something, and it'll just corrupt the cartridge. And then the person writing the article said how they have the handheld, and they don't have the new models, but they had the handheld and they had the Versus console, and they said how some cartridges would stop working in one of the consoles but then continue working in the other. And it was just like, well, I don't want that. I don't want to spend $100 on this friggin' console and then $20, $30, $40 per cartridge just for it to fucking not work. So, and people are trying to hack it, and it's like, well, yeah, of course they are, but why, and supposedly there's like, supposedly there's a special cartridge you can get that just has like basically an SD card slot, and then you can just put whatever ROMs you want on there, and they don't want
the
that.
Arcade Everdrive.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, and they say it can connect to the internet and it can download firmware updates and patches and stuff, but I'm like, yeah, but does that help or hurt it, you know, because I don't know, like the other mini consoles don't connect to the internet, and that's a good thing because they don't ever get corrupted by bad firmware.
There's not really anything, anything that they should need to connect to the internet for.
No, exactly. So, I don't know.
It's cute, but it's one of those things that's like too impractical for me to ever like go in on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've decided that you need the most inconvenient way you can think of to play Tomb Raider on the go with this side of the N-Gage, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you can also get the Sunsoft cartridge that has Arrow the Acrobat, Journey to Silius, Blaster Master, and then there's even a Sunsoft Volume 2 cartridge that has Arrow the Acrobat 2, Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel, Blaster Master 2. Yeah. I don't know.
Just stomp all over your childhood memories. Planet Arcade 3. The Bitmap Brothers Collection 2, for those nostalgic for old British computers.
There's like a... there's some kind of Namco cartridge, but it... like, it doesn't work on some of their consoles. It's like, well, what's the... like, how do you have a cartridge for your console that doesn't work on your console? I don't get it.
It's weird. It's weird. Duke Nukem Collection 2. I wouldn't have thought there were enough Duke Nukem games to fill out multiple collections, but here we are.
I like the fact that there's, like, indie games that are, like, think of almost like a homebrew kind of situation, you know? I did recognize a few Steam games that I guess people got running on cartridges and emulation or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. Just I thought it was worth mentioning, but at the same time, it's like, I don't see myself buying that. I think it would just be a very irresponsible purchase.
Yeah. Now, this IRM collection, there's some... this. You take the classic IRM with the, why is this here IRM? Like, oh, R-Type and In the Hunt, those games are awesome. I don't think anyone was really pushing for the return of 10-Yard Fight.
No.
What?
In the Hunt's really good.
Well, there is a In the Hunt. There is a cartridge that has a bunch of shoot 'em ups, including Truxton.
Yeah, that's one of the Toa Plan collections.
Yeah, that would be worth buying.
Yeah, the Toa Plan one would probably be pretty good. The Gaelco one is probably not good, but Gaelco is kind of weird, so I respect them for bringing them back. Okay, like, since my brain has gone completely off the rails, I need to bring up Gaelco's most hilarious connection to history. They had a game that I think it was called World Rally, World Rally had like some random World Rally Championship, someone like, you know, made sort of a pirate clone of it and gave it the completely inexplicable title of Lumby Car.
Huh.
It's been many years. I've never been able to figure out what Blomby is supposed to mean or what it could be a corruption of.
Blomby Zombie.
They absolutely like just floating around as a pirate version of World Rally Championship, inexplicably retitled Blomby Car. Contemplate Blomby Car.
Blomby car, I don't know.
It's Blomby. I'm feeling Blomby.
I feel Blomby today.
The Blomby sort of day someday.
Someone put me out of my misery.
Womp womp womp.
Womp womp womp.
This might interest Gaijin or all of you. I'm watching a show on Apple TV Plus. It's called Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Rashida Jones, and I like her. And mm-hmm. she plays a woman living in Japan. Her
mm-hmm.
husband and son are missing, presumed dead after a plane crash. And yeah. her husband always said that he just worked in refrigerators, and she believed him. Mm-hmm. But then after the company he worked for shows up with this really advanced, like, robot assistant thing, and then she starts to kind of unravel this mystery about what he was really into. No, I thought it was it's kind of a funny show. I like it.
Refrigerator robots.
And then it's interesting the terrible relationship she has with the mother-in-law, and then she's trying to, like, respect, like, the funeral customs in Japan, but at the same time she's obviously under a lot of stress from everything that's happening. Yeah.
I was gonna say, but the funeral customs in Japan are pretty stressful to begin with.
Yeah. And the mother-in-law is, like, yelling at her because she didn't wear the pearls she was supposed to wear, and then she, I don't know. And
that may be more specific to the mom, however.
Yeah, and then the other thing that's interesting is they have, like, little earpieces they can put in to translate for them as needed. So sometimes, yeah. So, but then it's
only
funny.
At the same time, that's found to have some really problematic issues.
So then she, so sometimes, like, people, you know, make fun of her in Japanese, but she understands it, or she puts her earpiece in and then she's like, "Hey, I heard that." Yeah. I don't know. No, I just, it's a kind of a quirky show, but I thought it was neat. Yeah, that's called Sunny on Apple TV Plus. Yeah.
I hate to, like, since we've just been sort of, like, dicking around the entire time, but I'm very tired and do not have the focus to pour six podcasts into a shape. So it might be best to just cut and run.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, man. Yeah, that's fine.
Thus ends perhaps the least focused episode in this podcast's long history of unfocused episodes. Tell me, guys.
No, it's really hard to say which one is the least.
It's in the top 10 least focused.
I'll give you that.
Although we did cover some interesting topics tonight.
Yeah.
That happens on occasion by accident. Tell me, Gaijin, where can I purchase reading material?
I know, are you awake enough?
I mean, I'll be awake enough when I re-listen to this after it posts to figure out how ashamed I should be.
Oh, well, I mean you didn't Google the horse book, though, so...
I at least don't have to take the Grand Booby Prize of least responsible thing done on this podcast.
well, thankfully, I don't have anything new.
I was
that
just curious if there was a title even that...
Remember what happened to the cat?
I'm sorry.
I was reincarnated as a cat that killed itself from curiosity. Okay.
I'm sorry. I deserve a box of shame tonight.
Oh, you deserve the cone of shame. Cone of shame. Okay. So, well, in case you need some reading material that is easier to admit,
it won't get you stared at by all relatives and possibly the police.
Well, I mean, it depends on your relatives' attitudes towards D&D, I guess.
I suppose.
It's more positive these days, but yes. So anyway, Princesses of the Pizza Parlor by Michael Yarimizu, i.e. myself, Yarimizu on Kindle and Kindle Unlimited. Again, thank you to my wife's family for letting me use the surname. It's kind of a family tradition at this point, I guess. So if you enjoy tabletop role-playing games, Dungeons & Dragons, Paizo, whatever, I pretty much I'm going freeform on this at this point.
We have, again, Princesses of the Pizza Parlor, all about playing games and dealing with poor dice rolls and possibly poorer social decisions in the context of everyone trying to get along. It's currently 12 published ebooks plus 4 short stories and a paralogue that's longer than half of it put together. All available on Kindle and Kindle Unlimited, so please check it out. Thank you. And if you want something else that's more just Japan-related, we have Tanuki as a Teapot, which should be coming out in a better proofread version soon, so you might want to just hold off on that, or if you don't mind the occasional typo and stuff, it's available currently in print and on ebook format. Print is preferred just because it's got pictures. Okay, thank you.
For tonight. Joe, where can we find you?
On twitch.tv/smokeandjoegamer. I kind of already did a plug, but just to summarize, as of right now, I'm just doing live streams Friday, Saturday night, usually starting around 8 or 9 o'clock, and I've just been doing, like, Call of Duty and Diablo 4 for those streams, just because it's, you know, easy. And then I'm also on YouTube, Smoke and Joe Gamer. So, as I was explaining before, I'm doing my Arcade August. It's just an idea I came up with, so, you know, I did a few videos of that, and, you know, so up to this point, I'll just be live streaming those two games on Twitch, and then YouTube will just be any other content that I come up with, whether it's music-related or, you know, just record myself playing a game and just want to upload it, whatever, so.
Play Cannon Dancer or go to hell.
Okay.
Do it. Play that.
Find me Bonestormer, go to hell.
Get me Bonestormer, go to hell.
Yeah, I wish, for your information, Cannon Dancer is basically Strider 2.
Okay.
But I want to play the Disemboweler 3.
A bunch of convicted murderers kill each other with rusty hooks. Sorry, you're getting Lee Carvalho's putting challenge. Pam, what's the RP Gamer stream team up to?
We're pretty much back to our full team at this point. Hairfrog started streaming last Saturday, so the RP Gamer stream team, which you can always find us at twitch.tv/RPGamer, is now back to our full 7-day week schedule with... barring any, you know, last minute changes or upcoming situations, has us 7 days a week at various times. A lot more in the morning to midday than we do have evening streamers. So, but
we're throw always it on in the background while you work.
Yeah, throw us on in the background as you work, and we'll be and you can either listen to us or watch us. You know, even while muted, you know, we appreciate the lurk. The lurks is what Twitch is known for. So
any live stream's lifeblood is in lurkers.
Yep. So, and we do play all sorts of games, although lately I've been mostly playing Nikkei and some older stuff, only because of the fact, again, for those who were listening to the Q&A quest long enough, I've got a 13th gen Intel processor. Hooray! So, but that's pretty much it for going on with the stream team. Who's next?
That just leaves me and Wales. You can normally catch us Thursday nights at midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific. We were off this week because Wales, I think, is going to a concert tomorrow.
Yes.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Who are you seeing?
I've been having it today.
Lindsay Sterling and Walk Off the Earth.
Ooh.
Cool.
I heard good things about that concert series.
I've seen her before. She's great.
Yeah.
No, I meant specifically this concert. I saw something that popped up on the news of the show. I was like, ooh.
That's sweet.
I want to marry her, but that's another topic.
That's fair.
Yeah, you go have that with your therapist rather than us. But yeah, so you can catch us like in future, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Thanks to Chaos and Doomerang for keeping our chat lively.
Oh, and point of order, I forgot I'm going to be away Sunday, so there will be no shenanigans this week.
Oh, man. Thank you for the heads up. That means that I can, I guess, go to bed early that night.
Yeah.
Log off angry and go to bed sad. You can catch it and ask us questions if you catch us on the stream. Again, thank you to Chaos and Doomerang for keeping us company tonight. That was great.
Much appreciated. Especially thank you for the Togen Zandu tips.
Yeah, Wheels needed those very badly, so thank you, Chaos.
I forgot you could air dash.
You forgot everything. You forgot how controllers work.
I'm using controllers. You can also ask us questions.
What?
No, I'm just confusing you.
I was going to get so angry. Even more. I was going to get so angry. you can, like I said, you can also ask us questions in the comments section under this very episode or in the podcast section of the RP Gamer Discord. Which is a lovely community that you should join, even if you don't want to ask us questions. But if you would like to join it, you should go to rpgamer.com and click the community tab, and that's where you can find an everlasting Discord invite. That would be that's about all we can say. Normally we would have shenanigans on Sunday, but again, Wheels will be out, so by the time this posts, that will have already happened. So just remember that it's normally on Sundays at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. See you, Great. Space Cowboys.
See you.
See you.